outside the box, often needing something upbeat and finding it. Today's topic is cheerful. Down in the dumps, discouraged by the doomsday scenarios we're hearing about every day? Well, it's time to brighten up with some cheerful stories in the news. And thanks to Reasons to be Cheerful, a collection of good news stories that don't make many headlines, you can feel better quickly and get over that funk. Just read a few of these and maybe many of your sorrows will disappear. Reasons to be Cheerful collected 177 stories in 2023, way too many to discuss in any detail other than the headlines of some of the more exciting. Here are a few of those 177. Use them to brighten your day. If you want to see the whole list and read the details of those stories, you can find them online at reasonstobecheerful.world/the-year-in-cheer-2023. Here are headlines from about 20 cheerful stories. The Inflation Reduction Act set aside $1.5 billion for urban tree planting in 2023. 4-day work weeks helped reduce commuting hours by 10% in the UK and 27% in the US, leading to a decrease in carbon emissions. 16 schools in Braunschweig, Germany include happiness as a subject in their curriculum. In Lagos, Nigeria, 115 students are paying their school tuition with recyclable plastic bottles instead of cash. A 300-unit affordable housing complex in Oakland will be built in part with mushrooms. In California, a 400-acre oil field is being transformed into a nature preserve. Denver made 5,000 electric vehicles available to residents thinking about buying an EV. Every public library in El Paso has a banned book section. Students at a Rhode Island high school received $10,000 to upgrade their school and a great lesson in direct democracy. P.S. Students decide how to spend the money. Over 10,000 physicians across Canada have written green prescriptions instructing patients to spend more time in nature. In France, anyone who opts to repair their clothes can now get a bonus of up to 25 euros. In an Indian village, 111 trees are planted for every newborn girl. Now a forest is growing there. Slovenia's child poverty rate has dropped 31% since 2014. Barefoot College started as a way to help impoverished Indian villagers learn advanced skills. Today it has 250 night schools operating in 10 Indian states. 40% of Dutch train passengers ride a bike to the station. 3,000 men's sheds scattered around the world are helping men talk about their emotions and overcome mental health issues. Yes. A child care system that costs an average of $10 a day is rolling out across Canada. In Lima, fog catchers collect about 200 to 400 liters of water a day. And finally, Maine has already blown past its goal of installing 100,000 heat pumps by 2025. Do these cheer you up? If so, check out all 177 stories and read more details about each. I'm Larry Danziger. feeling better already.